Come per me sereno. On her betrothal day, Amina thanks her adopted mother and gives thanks to all her well-wishers. From La Sonnambula, music of Gaetano Donizetti. Vincenzo Bellini. And we heard in this recording Maida Roban and the London Philharmonic. And it's about 3.5 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. And my playlist features the stratospheric coloratura Maida Roban. Roban was born near Tours, France in 1918. Her parents were music lovers. Her sisters were also talented. Both were singers, and one of them was a very talented pianist. Well, Maida Roban began her study of voice at the age of 13. She took lessons, really, just for her own pleasure. But at 17, she was heard by the famous Italian baritone Tita Ruffo, who suggested she study voice seriously in Italy. This she did, and after only 2 years of study, at the age of 17, she entered and won the Paris Opera Concours de Soprani. She was already married and had a child, and she entered the conservatory. She initially was focused on bel canto training, at which she had great talent and she excelled. But the launch of her career was delayed when World War II first broke out. After the war broke out, she did audition for the opera, and she made her debut near the end of the war in 1945 as Gilda in Rigoletto, which became one of her signature roles. And we're going to listen to her now in two excerpts from Rigoletto. We're going to hear Act One, her aria Caro Nome, and the Act Two duet Tutte la festa al tempio. Now, in her aria, she's become infatuated with the Duke of Mantua, although he is pretending to be a student, and she doesn't even know his name. "Dear name," she says. In Act Two, she is kidnapped and held in the Duke's palace. Well, Rigoletto, who is the Duke's jester, finds her there, and when she describes what has happened to her, Rigoletto says he'll have revenge. Two excerpts from Rigoletto by Giuseppe Verdi featuring the stratosphere coloratura Maida Roban.
Oh! Compiuto pur quanto a fare mi resta, lasciare potremo quest'aura funesta.
Sì.
È tutto sal giorno cangiare poter. No, vecchio t'inganni, un d'indice avrai. Sì, bene, la tremenda vedetta di quest'anima sola desio. Scagliato da Dio, come fulmine scagliato da Dio, e colpire come saprà.
Tutte la festa, Rigoletto learning that his daughter's been kidnapped and suffered at the hands of the Duke, plots revenge. We heard Maida Robin, soprano, with Leonard Warren, baritone, bass baritone, as Rigoletto. Kurt Adler conducted the London Philharmonic. Before that, we heard Caro Nome, also from Rigoletto, with Maida Robin as Gilda, a role for which he was very famous. And it is 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a program highlighting the career of the stratospheric coloratura, Maida Robin. Well, just before her Paris opera debut, she suffered a personal tragedy when her husband was killed in a car accident. But she was an immediate success after her debut and appeared for the next 5 years at the Paris Opera and the Opera Comique in the title roles of Thomas's Mignon and Delibes's Lakme, another role for which she became especially well known. And here she is singing the famous bell song from Act II of Lakme. In Act I, Lakme, the daughter of the Brahmin priest Nilakanta, was approached by a foreigner, Gerald, a British officer and a gentleman. In Act II, at the public market, her father forces her to sing the bell song, hoping to lure the stranger out into the open where he can confront him. From Lakme by Leo Delibes.
Plus beau que les rageants.
Lakme, forced by her father to sing her famous bell song to bring her lover out into the open. From Lakme by Leo Delib. And in that recording, we heard Maida Robin, the stratospheric coloratura, with Jules Gressier conducting the RTF Lyric Radio Orchestra. 26 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. This is The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. And tonight, my program highlights the career of the stratospheric coloratura Maida Robin. And be sure to stay with me after The Opera Box for a Classic Monday. I'll have the sixth part of my continuing series on the symphony. That's a Classic Monday tonight at 8 p.m. Well, in addition to her vocal range, Robin had a very broad dramatic range, from bel canto to verismo. Along with Gilda and Lakme, she became famous as Rosina in The Barber of Seville, Olympia in The Tales of Hoffmann, and Lucia Lammermoor. And we're going to hear all three of those roles this evening. We're going to hear her first as the doll Olympia from Offenbach's masterpiece, The Tales of Hoffmann, followed by Rosina from The Barber of Seville. Olympia, you know, you may remember, is the wind-up mechanical doll created by the evil scientist Spallanzani. Robin sings the famous aria Les Oiseaux dans le Charmille, The Birds in the Arbor. And because she's a wind-up doll, she occasionally runs down and needs to be rewound. Then in The Barber of Seville, Rosina is the ward of the lecherous Dr. Bartolo, who keeps her under lock and key, hoping to marry her himself. But she's just been swept off her feet by Count Lindoro, who is actually the dashing Count Almaviva. Two great roles for which Maida Robin was internationally famous.
Thank you. jamais je suis à toi, cher objet de ma folie. Oh,
Una Voce Poco Fa. Music from the first act of The Barber of Seville, music by Gioachino Rossini. We heard Maître Robin accompanied by the New Symphony Orchestra. And before that, we heard Les Oiseaux, Dans le Charmille, The Birds in the Arbor, from The Tales of Hoffmann. And again, we heard Maître Robin, the Stratospheric Coloratura. Pierre Dervaux conducted the orchestra of the National Opera of Paris. We're just coming up now on 19 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. And you know, this program is presented by the KGNU listener members and by My Local Music Lesson, enabling busy families and professionals to arrange for music lessons in the comfort of their own homes or at the location of their choice. My Local Music Lessons uses certified and fully vetted instructors to teach string, voice, and percussion lessons of various kinds. More information can be found at mylocalmusiclessons.com. Well, throughout the 50s, Maître Robin appeared in numerous French opera houses and opera houses throughout Europe. She was a major star of French radio and television, and she enjoyed a great success here in the United States, especially at the San Francisco Opera as Gilda and Lucia di Lammermoor. She even toured the Soviet Union in 1959. She was due to appear in 1960 in the 1500th performance of Lakmé by the Paris Opéra Comique, and it was arranged as a celebration for her forthcoming birthday. But she died of cancer shortly before that performance could occur. She was extremely modest and enormously popular, much loved by the public. I'm going to close tonight's tribute to Maître Robin, where she sings the famous Mad Scene from Lucia di Lammermoor. This is the scene where she's been driven insane by her ambitious brother. The family fortune has run out, and he conspired to have her marry his wealthy friend, Lord Bucklaw. Lucia only agreed to marry him because she believed her true love, Edgardo, had run off with another woman, which was not true. Her brother forged a letter confessing. When she finds out that it's all been a lie, it's too late. She's been married. She murders her husband and wanders the town, overcome by guilt for believing her lover was unfaithful and for murdering Bucklaw. The famous Mad Scene from Lucia di Lammermoor, music of Gaetano Donizetti, performed by the Coloratura Maître Robin.
Thank you.
That was an incredible B flat above high C. Il Dolce Suono, The Mad Scene from Lucia di Lammermoor by Donizetti. We heard Maida Robin with Richard Blaro conducting the Paris Conservatory Orchestra. Well, we're coming up on a minute before 8 o'clock. This is your host, Ron Nadel. I want to thank you for joining me for tonight's tribute to the stratospheric coloratura Maida Robin. Be sure to stay tuned now for a Classic Monday.
Support comes from the Highland City Club. The Boulder Symphony Orchestra and the Highland City Club are hosting Symphony Under the Stars on Friday, July 21st at the Highland City Club, located at 885 Arapahoe in Boulder. Symphony Under the Stars will include live music, hors d'oeuvres, and beverages under the Colorado sky. Tickets and information available at eventbrite.com/symphonyunderthestars or by calling 303-443-4430.
Listen to me. Can't be blasé about it. Listen to me. Might be the music business, but it doesn't mean it isn't dangerous. Listen to me. Can't be blasé about it. Listen.
This is not all rock and roll.
Listen to me. Keep your evenings free.
Sleepless nights on KGNU. That's midnight to 3 a.m.
It's 8 o'clock here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And it's time now for a Classic Monday. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadel, and tonight I continue my series on the symphony, exploring one of the greatest innovations of Western art. Tonight's chapter is Robert Schumann, one of the greatest pianist composers and symphonic innovator of the Romantic period of Western classical music. His reputation's gone up and down in the 160 years or so since his death. I'll talk about that and why he nonetheless deserves to be part of that great legacy with Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven. Join me for this next chapter in our survey on the symphony. Tonight's subject, Robert Schumann. Schumann lived from 1810 to 1856. He was a contemporary of Felix Mendelssohn, just born a year apart. During his student years, Beethoven and Schubert were